Yeah, weather. There's this thing called British weather, and or North European weather, which is something I've noticed. All the wars that we had in history between us in Northern Europe, we could all just sit down and said, oh, when it gets drizzly, isn't it awful? So, trying to avoid that awful weather, I said, let's wait for a week before, and then we'll find... The weather looked really good for this week. And I thought, okay, you know, because, you know, the last week had been pretty good. There'd been this pretty good weather spell. So I thought, let's just choose a date and let's go for it. And right. Then suddenly the weather's been sort of swirling around, not so good. But the 7th, Thursday the 7th, is still good weather. So
Yes. I think we're looking okay for the actual performance. I mean, this isn't the first time you've been outdoors. You've done the roof before, haven't you?
I've done the roof 4 times in English, yeah, and once in French during the Olympics.
Right. Is this the first time you've done the terrace or the outside bit there?
Yes, this is the outside bit, because I've realised I saw some outside gigs, pictures of them, outside performances at the Delaware, and if you stick your stage up facing the back of the Delaware, then the first floor, which is outside the restaurant and the cafe, becomes like a dress circle, and then the roof becomes like an upper circle, and it actually works like a theatre. So I just thought, let's try a gig that way. And I always like experimenting, I always like pushing the edge, and that's what we've done. And so I think this is the first one in this kind of configuration. But it should be fun. Everyone have a good view. I've played Delaware before. The show's in a great place. I've toured all through America and Eastern Europe and done it in a number of languages. And, the show's in a great place.
Fantastic. So. Yeah. Now, I think what's interesting is whenever you come home, I just wonder, is there a certain flavour about... You know, it means more for you because this is Bexhill. I don't know.
We see Bexhill. Some people have said, "Oh, Eddie loves Bexhill, and that's why he comes back." And when I was growing up, I had a big antipathy towards Bexhill because it was built as a sort of a seaside town, which was a late Victorian, early Edwardian. Everyone for energy and for bathing and for freshness and youth and vitality. And then it was the home of motor racing. The first motor racing happened down there because there were the free roads. Earl Delaware, I think, owned them, and so you had all this modern stuff happening. Bexhill was built on that, and then it became this retirement town. Retiring is great for people to have a life, but the whole town became this sort of dying town. And so I'm doing stuff that's trying to kick it back up, as other people are. And that's what I like to do. I like to come back and create a bit of a rumpus and do something different and gigs on the roof. And I did gigs on the roof because that's what the Beatles would have done if they'd come from Bexhill.
Yeah.
And, that's the thing I'm trying to do in Bexhill, put more life and vitality back in.
Yeah, I nearly interviewed you in Bexhill when you were running with the Olympic torch. I got within about 2 feet of you before those very heavy men running behind you managed to usher me to the side, which is quite a funny moment. But I wonder, how is the running going? When you do a world tour like this, can you still run at the same time?
Yes, I do running and training. I tour with a trainer, and so that's what I do. I do that, and I play train with football. So it's sort of football and running. They're sort of different. One's fast twitch muscles, one's slow twitch muscles. But I've got a big 27 marathons back in South Africa to go back and do. And, so I will be doing marathons forever.
Right. And didn't you promise to do the Bexhill Triathlon in the future as well?
Yes, I do have to do that. So
you make these promises too quickly, perhaps.
I mean, I've already done a half Ironman, so... That's longer than the longest one that they had. I think they were doing the classic and the Olympic distances. So I've already did one where I swam a mile, then I cycled 40, and then ran 10 miles. So it's a sort of just under a half Ironman. So, no, I want to do a full Ironman. In fact, that's what I want to do as I get older, the full Ironman, which is a very long thing. So, no, my head was screwed on when I agreed to do that.
Yeah. Your body must be, like, fantastic. This is the best shape your body's ever been in at the moment.
Well, yeah, that's more from giving up refined sugar. Refined sugar is the devil. That is, I was been addicted to it from the age of 4 when I used to live in Northern Ireland, and I got sixpence from my mother after going to Ballyhome Primary School. And I ran so fast for the ice cream that I fell over and knocked a whole front tooth out. And even after the knocking on a next door house and the bathing all the blood away from my mouth, I still went and got the ice cream. Mm. And so refined sugar has been something I've been putting into my body for nigh on 50 years. And I just stopped it a year ago. And after 3 weeks, it comes out of the system. You don't crave it anymore. So that is the thing that's causing.
What? Really?
Such
you
a
don't
lot,
you yeah. don't crave eclairs?
After 3 weeks, you go cold. No, I actually stood. Ice creams. I love ice creams. Yeah, 99. Got a great invention. What fun that is! And up at Edinburgh Festival, as I am at the moment, there's a guy I always talk to. His name is Graham, and he runs this place. And I'd always go in and have a 99. And I was standing. I go in and I chatted in his little ice cream van, chatting away to him. And I was looking at all the corns and the cornetto, these things that I used to sell on Bexhill Seafront up by Galley Hill. I used to sell these ice creams. And they were, you know, it's like crack cocaine to me. But I was actually looking at it and going, I could look at all this stuff. I could look at these boxes of mini flakes, and I don't crave it. I actually can taste I can imagine what it tastes like in my head, but I just don't crave it. So it is, if you wanted something to cut out, it's refined sugar. But it takes a lot out. It takes bread out. It takes pasta out, all desserts, all chocolate. It all disappears, but you don't actually crave it. And all the rest of the food starts tasting brilliant again. Salads taste amazing.
Fantastic.
And it is the trick of life. No wild animal eats refined sugar. There you go.
Well, yes. Well, a few dogs, I suppose, but no, I know.
Not a choice.
No, not
a savage round. You know.
Okay, fair enough. but you mentioned that you'd been doing this in different languages. Do we get a joke in French?
Oh no, you get a whole scene in Bexhill, which I've already did 4 gigs at the bizarrely named Izzard Theatre at Bexhill College. So I already did 4 gigs. In Bexhill just before with Yassine Bell, who's just a French guy who's playing up here at Edinburgh, the first French guy to play an hour in English for a month. So that's how, so he played some gigs with me down in Bexhill. And I do this scene, which is a Martin Luther scene, Martin Luther who came up with the Protestant faith and what he was arguing about at that point. And I do that all in German. And people get it because it's quite simple German. It's just numbers and stuff. And the fact he's nailing 95 theses to the door of a church, which I do one by one. And they get it. And then a big wind comes and blows his theses away. And he's mein Taser. And, you know, so yes, I do an entire scene. And I also do a sort of mini scene in French as well. But everyone gets that as well. That's just because we had 330 years in England where French was the language of king and queens and language of administration and everything. From, you know, from Battle of Hastings, just up the road from us, to the crowning of Henry IV, I think it is, in 1399. So there you go.
And then we got rid of the French. Well, jolly good too. And finally, I suppose the great thing about coming to Bex is you get a chance to I don't know, eat at your favourite pizza restaurant and meet the family. Will there be a bit of that? Have you got time to squeeze in that?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm seeing my dad. I'm always coming down to see my dad. So, yeah, and, you know, I'll be there. It's good, it's always good to come back in Bexhill. I spent years of my childhood there. The first part of my life wasn't there, but, there was 11 years. It's great, and if the weather's good, that's all the better.
It's going to be fantastic. Eddie, thank you so much for joining us.
Not at all.